Welcome to episode 21 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
John.
Marlis.
And today we're going to be talking again about Highland Scotch. I think we've done one other episode of Highland.
Yeah, it was mostly Highland.
Oh, that's right. It was mostly Highland because we got tricked. We got tricked, but we won't talk about that. Yeah. So we have three lovely ones. We have, I'm going to let other people talk about say the names because they pick them and I don't know how to say them. So Marlis, what did you bring?
I brought Glendronach Original 12 Year.
All right. And John?
I've got Glenglassaugh Revival.
And I brought Edredour.
10 Year.
10 Year. Thank you. I can't read from here.
I know.
Wait, not even if I had my glasses on, could I read from here? All right. So I think the first up is the
Glendronach.
Glendronach.
I started looking at Whiskey Wash on the interwebs for information about some of the distilleries and everything, and it's always hard to track it through its many different owners and openings and closings and everything, but it was established in 1826. And then many things happened. It opened, it closed, it changed hands, etc. And it's now owned by Brown-Forman, which owns several other distilleries in the area. Glendronach, according to Whiskey Wash, is one of Scotland's most sherry-focused whiskey makers. They have a deep, dark, heavyweight style of whiskey. They use a lot of sherry barrels, Oloroso and Pedro Ximenez, mostly, but also other fortified wines and sherries like Madeira, Sauterne, Port, Marsala, and Muscatel. So you get an unpeated malt and then a lot of winey notes, and it should give us something that is pretty fruity and so interesting.
It goes...
No. Wine-related.
Oh, the other one.
Wine notes.
Yes.
Notes of wine.
So all of our whiskies today are very nice dark amber colors, so they're all lovely to look at. And I didn't look to see if any of them are colored or have any additives, but
I know the Glenglassaugh is not colored.
Okay,
not when that one the non-chill, not
right,
non-chill filtered and
right, no color,
and no color added.
Think, yeah,
the box is way over there.
It smells good.
It smells lovely.
It does.
I'm not good at picking out a lot of different nuances.
I look at the tasting notes and go, huh, if you say so. Do you have tasting notes on this one?
No. It's got some heat. Oh, I like it. It does have a dark, kind of like dark sugar or molasses rather than, you know, honey or floral or anything like that.
I agree.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, it's a little bit toasty. It's definitely a little sweet, and like you said, it's more of a like a darker, like a brown sugar kind of a thing, or something like that.
Well, and something like tasty. Kind of darker fruit, like some cherry,
dark cherries, or
something. Not citrus, but
yeah, definitely
not raisin so much either. But I think kind of a cherry or
no, I don't get raisin from that at all.
Yeah, yeah, it's tasty.
Very.
All right. Let us move on to number two. John?
Glenglassaugh. The distillery was built in 1875. I believe it's pronounced by Colonel James Moir, I think. Or it might be Moyer. I'm not sure.
How do you spell it?
M-O-I-R.
M-O-I-R.
Yeah. So, anyway, so it was built in 1875. Yeah, in 1986, the company decided to close the distillery, but to continue to operate the relatively large warehouse. So the distillery itself closed in 86, and then it was reopened again in 2007. And this is where the name Revival comes from, because the distillery was reopened in 07. And this is, I'm gathering some of their initial offerings. And...
Oh.
It's a nice color, similar to the first one, to the Glendronach that we tried. The nose is supposed to be sweet caramel and toffee with notes of nutty sherry, milk chocolate, and honey. Ripe plums, red berries, and oranges. Okay. Caramelized sugar and earthy charred oak.
I think I can kind of detect some honey, actually. Mm-hmm.
The palate is supposed to be sweet, rounded, and creamy. Oranges, plums, cherry, and walnuts. Chocolate, honey mead, sherry, and soft spiced oak.
Okay.
That's interesting. Now, the first smell I got was raisin. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, that's all probably the sherry.
The combination of everything together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I like raisins.
I feel like we're having dessert before dinner. That's what we're
having. I know. It's a lovely smell.
Oh, and that's a smooth little booger, too.
A little smoother than the Glendronic. Yeah, that's very smooth.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm getting some honey and some fruit in the taste. Definitely, I like it.
Enough oak to make it interesting, but it is more of the. Yeah, there's some dark fruit, but there's also, you know, some of the citrus and the lighter fruit as well. It doesn't taste as dark. There's not the same kind of toast.
Right.
Yeah.
To it, but it is really tasty and very smooth.
Yeah. The smoothness is probably dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the others, you probably would drink less of it because it's not, you know, it's not harsh. It's not harsh, but it's feisty.
Yeah. This, we're doing this in the Pacific Northwest, and around November we get dark days with much rain and fog and wind. And if you are sitting home alone in your comfy chair, with your fire going.
Do you have to be alone?
No, you can be with a loved one.
I can be with John?
Yes, you can be with
John. All right, just making sure.
But it
would be a loved... You didn't want to kick him out?
No.
That's right.
Okay.
No, or even a good friend.
Yeah. No. But anyway, it would be a lovely, comforting, tasty...
Right. Yeah, this would be good on a dark and stormy night. Yes.
Yeah. It's homier than, you know, something you would drink in a hotel, I guess. I mean, you can drink it in a hotel as well. It's very good. Yes. But, that's the feeling.
Yeah, there is nothing on it that says do not drink in a hotel.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
Well, maybe not a Motel 6 or,
That would just be depressing.
Yeah,
it says non-chill filtered and natural color on the bottle. Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that's what the box
and
said.
And it is lovely. Yeah. It's a little darker in color than the Glendronach, but I think it's a little lighter in taste. But it is.
What's interesting is that they didn't do any color to it.
Yeah, I know. So that's all from the barrels.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's right. Who was it that used to colorize movies? Ted Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ted Turner did not have any hand in this.
Mm-mm. That's right. It'd probably be blue if he did. All right. So, number three, Edredor. Now, I found out about Edredor from my... boss, who went on a distillery tour of Scotland with her family a year or so ago, and she said, you know, my favorite one was this one called Edredor, and it's in this really small distillery, and I'm like, oh, we're never going to find it in the U.S. because it's in a really small distillery. She said, there are only three people who work there, and, you know, they do fairly small batches and all this, and the next time I went to our favorite haunt to buy liquor, Total Wine and More, I decided to look. And lo and behold, there it was. So we bought a bottle. And it was very good. And yes, I know normally we pick things we've never had, but I had to have this one for this episode.
That's all we had to do it.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Edredor, off its website, it says it's actually in, I'm guessing, Perthshire?
Perthshire.
Mm-hmm.
Pitlochry. I went to school near there. Not in Perthshire, but I'm in Fife. I was in Fife.
The Pitlochry? Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course, on their website, it's a picturesque little model village of Edredor. So maybe that's in Pitlochry.
Pitlochry.
It's only a model.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I really should wear my glasses.
They're on your head.
They're on my head. That's where they stay. It's for the eyes up there that I have on my head. But anyway, it is a very small operation, and they only, according to Whiskey Wash, they only put out about 18 casks a week. And so that, you know, I'm sure the larger distilleries do that in a day or less. So they're very, very, very small, but the price point on it is actually not too bad. I think it was what, 67 or something like that? I didn't bring the.
Yeah, it was in the high 50s or like
it was,
60s,
I think it was
like
in
that.
The 60s, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And again, we live in Washington State, so we have very high liquor taxes.
Well, that was before the taxes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
I was just what was on the tag, and they don't add it all.
Okay.
So, let's see. It's and they could consider themselves a farm distillery. Not sure what that means. Did not explore that. I probably should. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the last of its kind. I think it might be the only of its kind. It's not like our craft distilleries we have here in the U.S. This is old, been around since like 1825 farm distillery. They, according to Whiskey Wash, they said the most interesting part of their production comes at the end of the distillation process. They use a worm tub.
Which doesn't sound appetizing.
It doesn't sound appetizing, but basically it's called a worm tub. It's a tub, it's a large pool of cold water that the worm, which is a coiled copper tube that connects to the line arm, L-Y-N-E, line arm, and it rests in there, causing the vapors to condense quickly into a liquid. I wonder how much angel share there is on that.
Well, not from the copper. That comes from the barrels, I think.
That comes from the barrels? Uh-huh. Okay. This helps the spirit maintain a rich and meaty profile. So no vegans and vegetarians can have this one. That would be the backbone of its flavor, says Whiskey Wash. Tasting notes. So we're supposed to get hints of dried fruits, Oloroso, and almonds. Oh, I forgot to say it's aged in a combination of Oloroso sherry and bourbon cask. Oh, I always want to say Amarosa. and it's chill filtered at 40% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
So, nose, hints of dried fruits, Oloroso, and almonds.
See, it's interesting that you said meaty because I'm not getting a lot of fruit. And we've discussed, I don't have the most sensitive nose in the world. But I'm not getting a lot of that kind of that I got from the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of interested to taste it now.
Taste.
Oh, nummies.
Now I think this is even smoother than the other.
Than the Glenglassa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what do you taste? What are you tasting? What is the palate telling you? I want to hear what you say before I tell you what you're supposed to be tasting. It's a test. Come on.
Oh, God.
I fail. No. I would say...
it's spicy.
Yeah.
There might be, some vanilla, some oak, but I can't quite figure it out. I want to say kind of like medium fruit, not the really dark raisin cherry and not the, light flowery or citrus.
So that's probably the hints of dried fruit they're talking about in the nose. So that's what you're getting
Maybe like apricot or...
Well, it says, I'm telling you, we're having on dessert before dinner, spicy Christmas cake, sweet gold. I don't know why it has to be a Christmas cake. Can it be like just a spicy cake? Does it have to be Christmas?
Well, but that's do a lot of spice and fruit cakes.
Oh, whatever. Sweet golden syrup with a touch of honeyed almonds.
You could make a cake on Easter and make it spicy.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm truly a nonconformist. You know that.
Yeah,
so.
This is true. Yeah.
Anyway, a distinctive old-fashioned rich mouthfeel coming from the small copper farm stills that they use.
Here.
So, but it is.
It is creamy.
It is creamy.
You know, kind of that.
The finish, they say, should be oaky, soft spices, mellow, and warming.
It is just lovely.
I might be getting a hint of apple in the nose, too.
Well, apple is a fruit that is often dried. So that could very well be. No, I really love this one.
These three are very interesting together. You know, the Glendronach is kind of the darker fruit, molasses, dark, a little toastier. The Glenglassa is the more medium raisin, little softer. And then the Edredor is really mellow. It So it depends on what you like. If you want a little more sweetness, the Glenglassa probably gives you that. If you want a little bit of feistiness and that kind of dark, toasty flavor, the Glendronach. Edredour is Just lovely. Just really, really lovely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's all you gotta say. It's just lovely. Mm-hmm. And where would you drink it, Marlos?
Just about any damn where.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Took the words right out of my mouth.
If you're in a fancy hotel in New York, see if they've got Edradour. If you are in a pub in Scotland, see if they have Edradour. If you are at home, see if your cupboard has Edradour. Actually, any of these are really good. Yeah. I would drink any of them just about any place. But, you know, it's...
I have a feeling for Marlis and me that Edradour is our favorite. John, do you have a favorite today? Or do you like, I want them all?
I know.
I do kind of like them all. Yeah.
They're I like them all.
A little different, you know, from each other. Uh-huh. But they're all... They all have that characteristic Highland...
Yes.
Kind of sweet and
spicy,
a little
sweet
spice, and a little oak, and it's just like really, really nice. I like all three. If I had to pick one, it would be tough. It would be between Glenglassaugh and Edradour probably. I don't know.
Well, you don't. I'm not pressuring you, hon. You don't have to.
No, that's quite all right. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. You know, I. If somebody told me I had to choose one, though, I would probably pick the Edradour because I know that Judy would like it.
Oh, that's so sweet. The Glenglassaugh Revival, you know, it doesn't have an age statement, but you know it's not older than 2006 or whenever they started producing again. Mm-hmm. Younger. But,
yeah, it could be a 10-year.
Yeah. Well, and I read something. See what you read, too, so I'm not just talking off out of my hat. Not that I'm wearing a hat, but... where if you have an age statement, nothing in that bottle can be younger than the age statement.
So it can be older.
So, you know, if it's a single barrel, then, you know, the whole thing came from that barrel. But if they've been mixing, you know, from different years... then you could have some that is, you know, 12 year, some that's 10 year, some that's 4 year, you know, whatever. It can be a mix. And sometimes if you've got a good mixer or blender, then you can come up with something really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All righty.
A little bit of water?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I should have started thinking about this sooner.
Boonk, boonk, boonk. I don't put much in this one because I don't have
you
much.
You don't have that much.
Oh, I guess I should do more than that.
Uh-huh. Some would be better.
Yes, some would be better than nothing.
Now, the Glendronach didn't have really strong aromas to start with. Now, of course, it has even less. Yeah, I don't think the water did anything. Supposedly, if you have a really kind of oily, heavy whiskey, a little bit of water will separate some of those tastes. So that you get a different experience, not just a watered down experience, but
actually for me, and it might be, I did not have much in this class.
That's true.
So, for me, it mellowed it out, or maybe it's because we've been tasting, but this just seems a lot more mellow than it was with the first tasting.
Mm-hmm. Or we're more mellow. We have those two things.
We could be.
Probably a little of both.
Yeah.
But,
not that we drink a lot in the tasting, but
it did. It tamed it a little bit. It didn't need much, you know, but it...
it was not, you know, screamingly strong.
No, it wasn't overpowering or anything, but it did calm it down a little bit, and I'm getting, I don't know, it's a little more pleasant, I think, with just a drop of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, I typically, you know, and don't send me hate mail, typically will drink scotch on the rocks always. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever drink it straight. So I would definitely, this is something I would want to have on the rocks just to tame it down a little bit. I don't typically add water, but, you know, the ice does that for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Glenglassaugh?
I think the water brought out the aroma more.
Maybe. I don't know that it's changed it a whole lot.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't.
No.
Go running for the water.
It didn't need to be any mellower, I don't think.
No.
So.
Yeah. No, but the water
was already pretty mellow.
But the water did not diminish it either.
That could be because I just had Glendronach and now I'm trying the Glenglassaugh Revival, but it seems mellower than it was, the Glenglassaugh, and I don't care for it as much. It's not bad, but I think it lost something.
You like it to put up a little bit of a fight.
Yeah, a little bit. It was a little, the sweetness was a little stronger, the, you know, the taste was a little deeper, I think, before the water, and that's what it did for me.
Interesting. Now I'm smelling the Edredour with a little bit of water, and it smells different to me, and I can't necessarily identify how, but it's a lighter, more open smell. Judy is drooling.
No, actually, I tipped my glass too far, and I almost got a mouthful of Edredour when I didn't want it.
Yeah. Okay.
It just sort of like was falling into my mouth unexpectedly.
Yeah, I don't think that the water did it any favors. If someone offers you Edredour, just taste it before you add anything. I'm not saying don't add anything, because it depends on your personal preference. But
I think putting that water in there did something.
Well, doubtless, but a lot of times you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I am glaring at you.
With slant, a glare of great
slanty eye, slanty, squinty eyes, that's not right. Slanty eyes.
Yeah, no. Considerable snake-eyed concentration.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
All right. Edredour is my favorite, but all of them are great. I would not turn down any of them if someone said, "Hey, you want a shot?" Mm-hmm. I would not. So, what are we planning for the future?
Well, we were going to, we wanted to do some blends, not just the normal American blends that you find in the grocery store, but some of the more interesting ones. And then we may do some road trips this summer. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of lovely distilleries in Washington and in Oregon that we would like to go visit, so we will see what we can arrange.
John and I went away last weekend, and we actually hit a couple and found one in particular that was quite interesting. They have an interesting story. Their distillery is fun. Their tasting room part is fun. I'm sure their distillery is fun too, but you know, you can see the distillery from the tasting room, but
only if you're a piece of barley. Perhaps.
They have a distillery cat who jumped in my lap while we were tasting.
Oh, I want to go.
The tasting room is behind a bookshelf that slides out of the way so that you can enter. You know, and there's a little peephole.
Like, well, fun.
So that they can look out there and see.
Well, is there a password? I want a password.
Yeah,
and there's a whole story behind that, but we will not tell you what it is, and we're not going to tell you what distillery it is until we possibly go there. And we did mention it. I did mention it to her, didn't I? Or did I not?
I don't know.
I don't remember if I mentioned it to her or not.
Okay.
Doing that, but I think I did.
We'll contact them.
Yeah. We will contact them, and I've been to a couple of really cool places in the last couple months that I would like to revisit and possibly record on site, and that would be awesome. So, until next time, I'm Judy.
And John.
And Marlis.
Drink wisely.
Yes.